you're right. I suppose we would look at this as with a bit of caution, and I suppose it's all down to the government and focusing on delivery. So businesses across our region and the Sligo region urgently need essential infrastructure to be developed without delay to safeguard our regional competitiveness. You know, the funding, which the $3 billion funding that has been allocated for infrastructure in the budget is welcome, but it only has an impact when it's delivered.
And realistically, we're years upon years away from that delivery, Aidan.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you're accelerating the supply of new houses, I suppose that will help alleviate issues facing the SME in recruitment and retention. And it's the increase in grid connection that has been mentioned, especially in the Northwest, is critical to support the delivery of high-capacity onshore and offshore energy systems.
You'd be in touch, undoubtedly, Aidan, with a lot of hospitality businesses in the wider Sligo area, restaurants and cafes, a lot of closures in Sligo over the last year. Disappointing for them, undoubtedly. Yesterday's budget didn't really deliver for them, do you think?
No. Obviously, you're talking about the VAT rate. It was hard lobbying, I think, on their behalf, but it looked like it was going to be achieved, but it appears not. However, if you look at the cost of living package and the tax changes, and although not directly affecting businesses, they will alleviate some of the wage demand pressures facing especially the smaller employers and maybe hospitality and retailers. And this will be basically putting more money back into the pockets of the employees.